Is it too late to say Happy New Year in February? Oh well, Happy New Year, guys. Hey there, you're welcome to the Restroom Podcast. This is our very first episode of Season 2. Yay! If you join us for the first time, my name is Oyekosola Esomi, your wonderful, beautiful, spectacular host. And on this podcast, we talk about everything and anything that I am ready to talk about, actually. It's been a while that we've, you know, jumped on this space. I felt like last year, I just, you know, ghosted for a while because God was up to quite a number of things. And I just shanked this old space. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I deserve a second chance. And I am back. I'm back with what I'm back with per time. So, have we been? How are we doing? You guys should hit me up on my Instagram. Just let me know. Let's talk and say hi, one or two things. Drop a few critique here and there. I'm up for it. But be nice, irrespective. Okay. As we go into the new year, I feel like because I didn't even unpack last year here. I did in my journal, but I didn't unpack it here. I don't even know how to start this new year here, and it's been like a lot of rough patch for me coming up here and just trying to, you know, find my footing and get to do this, because I remembered why I started doing this. I started doing this for myself. This is like my personal voice diaries, but I guess to, you know, share it with as many people as choose to listen. So yeah, that's about that, as far as that is concerned. This year, on the other hand, I feel like I've been super stoked, and I don't know why. I literally do not know why. I've just been, if you follow my WhatsApp stories, I was going to say story, but my WhatsApp status, whatever it's called, basically, I've been posting that there's a very high probability I am going to end this year with plenty JDJD because the year started out super, super sweet. And at some point, I was almost getting worried because I just felt like, why, you know, like everything is just, it seems like the good things were rushing themselves in January, you know, like space it a bit. But a number of good things happened for me this January, and I'm super thankful to God that it happened and it came when it came. I felt like God knew that I needed a breather, I needed a breakthrough, I needed a win, and it just, you know, it just compiled wins and gifts and good things back to back to back for me. Thank you, Jesus. I love you so much. Thank you. And yeah, at some point, you know, I just started wondering that, why am I just assuming that the year will go 100% smooth and just go like great? And it felt like, you know, it was too early for me to just assume that everything will go good. But I just realized that I guess that's what makes me human. That's what makes us human. Just believing the best out of things. I felt like after 2020 dealt with us, a lot of people just, you know, give up hope, and they just felt like anything the year dishes us, anything the month dishes us, anything the day dishes us, you know, we're gonna take what we get. And it doesn't quite sit well with me. I don't know. It's not necessarily sitting well with me. And it's not necessarily because I am this energetic person, but it just doesn't seem right. I feel like what makes us human is our ability to just, you know, hope again and just believe again. I don't think animals have that. I'm not in their head, I don't know, but I don't think they have that. Our ability to just think that this will work out again, like this will work out again. That's what makes us human. The fact that irrespective of the thousands of blows life has dealt us, and trust me, there are very many, we still choose to hope. That's what makes us. We still choose to hope that this year no new variant will arise. We still choose to hope that this year we get that promotion. We hope that it suns instead. In fact, we may hope that it rains instead. We hope that Ikeja isn't blocked with impatient yellow buses. By the way, conductors, what is you people's problem? What's the color of your problem? We still choose to hope that this time around, we don't end the year single. Hey! But also, what happens when we just, you know, we keep hoping and we keep holding on? Because I feel like that happened to a lot of us these recent years, I felt like these last 3 years, most people have had similar experiences. I don't know why, but I just feel like probably because of the pandemic, it kind of just, you know, unified us. It made us see that we actually truly are one. But at the same time, what if, you know, we keep holding on that we'll get better and we've not seen it yet? There's this Yoruba saying that says, "Iretikpele fireresi okon." By the way, applaud that. I said that smooth. Sheesh. And that means, like, I'm trying to remember how it's said in English. It's pretty popular in English as well. But just basically, let me just put it one or two ways that I can translate it. You know, when you keep open and you keep open again, you get tired. You know, your heart gets tired. You just get tired because your heart gets weary. You just kind of give up. And that makes me ask, like, why should we just, you know, keep hoping that it will get better? Why should I, as much as it has started good for me, amen, why should I just still keep hoping that it will get better? And if it probably hasn't started as much as you would have expected it to be, why should you keep hoping that it will get better? The truth is because that's all we have. That's all we have. Our tenacity to push through, our ability to believe, hope again, just trust that it will actually be well with your soul. That's all we have. Every day is full of new mercies, and it's for us to take. Waking up each and every day and recognizing that yesterday was absolutely whack. Yes, it was whack. But the truth is, there's something new and yet unexplored in this day for me, as it is on the first day of February in this month for me. And me still thinking the year is still very new, because I believe it's still very new, thinking that there's still something yet unexplored for you this year, irrespective of how whack last year might be or 2 years ago might be. And it may not even be the whole of last year for you. It may just be maybe one terrible day. You know, you just still have to recognize that there is something, just something out there unexplored, and it actually is new every day for you to explore. I feel like that's the little victory we need, and it leads to bigger victories. I feel like it's because I got an unexpected visit on my birthday from a beautiful friend of mine. Hi, Shay Peters. And it just made me hope that, you know, this is good. I don't think I really had as much unexpected visits last year. So it was like it was a good sign for me that, you know, this is a good one. And another good thing happened and it kept me up on my track. And that's what I mean by, you know, little victories here just lead to bigger victories. It's a new year and it's a new month. And like I said, 2021 might have not been as kind, but this right here, this 2022 is for you and it's for me and it's for all of us. And the truth is, we can either choose to wallow in past losses or we hope for new wins. Like I said, I just spit bars. Did you guys hear that? Let's be serious. But that's the truth. I feel like we can either just choose to sit down and think about all the terrible things that happen, and it keeps us, and just that's, I feel like when we do that, we lose more wars, and that doesn't help anybody. So we can either choose to either wallow in past losses, or we hope for new wins, because that is actually all that we have. And I believe you choose wisely. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please like, share, subscribe on whatever platform you get your podcast from. Thank you very much. And until our next episode, hasta la vie, baby.